And now, young Widder Brown. Recovering from a serious operation at Hurt Center Hospital, Ellen Brown, in gratitude and humility, turns to befriend Dr. Allison Shaw, the young woman's surgeon responsible for saving her life. Not realizing what this gesture of friendship is to mean to her and her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring. Now, sitting up in bed for the first time, Ellen is receiving visitors. The first is Mariah Hawkins, who has carefully laid a covered bowl on the bureau, saying,
"No matter how many fancy dietitians they have around here, Ellen, you can't tell me to make anything as good as my own baked custard."
"I wouldn't try to, Mariah. But I'm eating everything in sight anyway.
That's as it should be. Now, let me look at you. Oh, I don't know when the Lord was so good to me as when I heard Anthony's voice on the telephone.
Isn't it wonderful, Mariah?
But I just suspect the heavenly throne was so bombarded with prayers for you, the good Lord couldn't do anything else but make you well."
"I'm so lucky."
"Oh, so are we, Ellen.
You just don't know how many people are glad you're all right.
I declare if they could, they'd carry that woman doctor around on their shoulders. They're so grateful to her."
"Well, they don't have to do that. But you can help me about her, Mariah.
Oh?
Allison Shaw wants to stay in Simpsonville for a while."
"Well, that's fine. We'll make her real welcome, Ellen."
"Well, I'll be relying on you and Noreen Temple to do that. I should do it, really, but don't expect I'll be allowed to give parties and such when I get home."
"Well, I should say you wouldn't be. We're going to make you behave yourself, Ellen. We're all going to look after you."
"Oh, soon I'll be going home, Mariah. I'll be going back to my own house, living my life again, living it without fear. I have a future again, Mariah. Oh, do you know what it is to lose your future and then find it again?"
"I can just guess, Ellen.
I haven't told Anthony that Allison wants to stay in Simpsonville for a while. I hope he won't mind."
"Yes, he certainly shouldn't."
"No. He's like me, so grateful to Allison, so grateful."
"Well, we all are. And we'll make her happy in Simpsonville, Ellen. I can promise you that."
"She deserves it, Mariah. She's the most wonderful person in the world."
"Well, you just leave her to us."
"Why, those are lovely roses, Ellen. They look like boughten flowers."
"Yes, they are boughten flowers." "Louise Simpson, I'll bet. Oh, my, the rich Mrs. Simpson certainly knows how to throw money around, doesn't she? And she certainly doesn't care what the town folks think of her."
"I think Louise wants to impress me with her devotion, Mariah. That's all. I don't think it's anything more than that."
"Well, they're pretty anyway.
She's coming to see me this afternoon."
"Well, I won't be staying much longer, Ellen, but I shouldn't think there'd be any kind of people. I should think there'd be anybody you'd rather see than Louise Simpson."
"Oh, you're right, Mariah."
"Well, there she goes trying to run things, for she's a rich widow now." "Well, all right, Ellen. But I do hope people know how much she gets on your nerves so that they'll get her out of here before you begin fretting."
"I think almost everybody knows that, Mariah."
"Oh, if that's her now, I'll just get along. I just don't like being around where Louise is. She riles me."
"Oh, I hope it isn't Louise. I hope it's Anthony."
"Well, it's Anthony. I'll get along, too, but that'll be for different reasons."
"Come in."
"Good afternoon."
"Hello, Anthony, darling. Look who's been helping me pass the time."
"I know all about it. Hi, Mariah."
"I'm just going, Anthony. I think Ellen looks real well, and I'm sure you're as pleased as can be with how she's doing."
"She's being a good girl. Mariah, I'm going to bring a group to Ellen's tea room for dinner.
Oh?
A couple of visiting firemen from the medical convention stopped off on their way home. What can you give us?"
"Fried chicken, chocolate cream pie, that kind of thing."
"That'll do it."
"Oh, Mariah, you're wonderful. Just think, all that responsibility."
"You see, Ellen, all you have to do is get well."
"Well, I'm being very busy about that. How many will there be, Anthony?"
"4 men."
"Mm-hmm.
And one woman. I guess I'd better have Allison Shaw. I think they'd like to meet her and find out the latest about old Dr. Humphrey."
"Well, I'll give him the big table in the back, Ellen. And, oh, land of mercy, it's late. I'd just better get along and get that dinner started, seems like."
"Well, Hilda will help, Mariah. And if you do need an extra hand, call up Mrs. Bates. She'll be glad to help you."
"Oh, listen to her, Anthony. Starting to fret and make plans again. Oh, my goodness, Ellen, you'll manage just fine." About 6 or so, Anthony. Is that what you figured?"
"That would be fine, Mariah."
"Goodbye, Mariah, and thank you for the beautiful custard."
"Now, you eat every bit of it, and when you finish, you'll have another one. You just watch."
"Thank you, Mariah. And take care of yourself. Don't work too hard on my behalf."
"I won't." "Anthony, I'll get in touch with you later about just how many people you want dinner for tonight."
"All right.
Bye now."
"Dear Mariah, she's the salt of the earth."
"Of course she is.
I seem to be saying that about so many people lately, Anthony. I'm so grateful to so many people, it seems.
You're a popular young woman.
Anthony, I'm right about Allison Shaw.
In what way?
That she's lonely, and that there's something in her life that's a bother to her. That she needs the security of friendship.
Oh?
She wants to stay here for a while, dear. She says she thinks she could find real peace of mind here.
Is she looking for peace of mind?
Yes.
I should think anyone with her ability, at her age, wouldn't feel the need of much of anything.
Well, I told her we'd love her to stay, and that we'd do our utmost to make her happy, to keep her amused. You will, Anthony, won't you? I won't be able to entertain her, but you will.
How long is she going to stay?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I think it's nice to be hospitable, but...
But what?
Well, now, don't bite my head off. Sometimes someone like Allison can settle down a little too definitely, a little too finally.
Yes, yes, I know, but...
Oh, darling, the minute I say anything like that, your eyes cloud over. Look, I adore Allison Shore. She's fine. Shall I write it 100 times?
Make me feel like a spoiled child.
No, just my girl being unreasonable again, which is the way I love you.
Good. Oh, this has been quite a day, Anthony. So many nice people doing nice things for me. Mariah brought custard, and Louise Simpson sent these roses.
Anything from Victoria? As if I didn't know. My dear sister is too selfish to remember anyone but herself.
Now, that isn't fair. You wouldn't let her remember me. You wouldn't let her come to see me.
Did you want her?
No.
All right. Stop scolding me then.
I know. Oh, you're so nice. The world is so nice, and everybody in the world is so nice.
That is the wonderful feeling known as post-operative euphoria.
Just be terribly nice to Alice and Anthony. I'm very dependent on her, I find. And I do want you to be nice to her.
Shall I make a list of things you want me to do, like be nice to so-and-so?
Now you're teasing me. No, I'm right about Allison. She almost started to tell me about herself, Anthony, but she stopped.
Well, that wasn't fair, was it?
No, it wasn't. Because I'm rather good at seeing people through their bad times.
Well, why don't you rest now, then, and let them see you through yours?
Well, my bad time is over, Anthony, you know.
You're right, and I'm only teasing you.
All right. I'll forgive you.
Now, who's that?
I think it's Louise Simpson.
Oh, darling, no, please.
Well, you can go right away. You can always claim an emergency of some kind.
All right.
Come in. Oh, I didn't think Anthony would be here.
Well, come in anyway, Louise. He was just going. It's nice to see you.
Well, of course, you're not the easiest person in the world to see, Ellen. This fiancé of yours acts as if you were very special and private indeed.
Well, she is, Louise. Ellen, I'll be by after supper. Bless you. Keep on keeping well.
Am I chasing you, Anthony?
Only you could answer that, Louise.
Now, what did he mean by that, Alan? I don't know, Louise. It's always safest, I find, with Anthony to pretend that he doesn't mean anything.
Well, of course, you know him best, Ellen. You'd better pass on a lot of your information to people like me and Allison Shaw.
I don't think Allison needs too much information about Anthony.
You don't? She looks at him very soulfully, Ellen. It's only kind to let her know when property is posted.
Louise, is this your idea of a sick call? Of bringing cheer and spiritual sustenance to the ill?
What do you mean, Ellen? I love your roses, Louise. But the thorns you're bringing now are not for pleasing. So don't go on with it, please.
Well, Ellen, really... I think I'm going to indulge myself in all the privileges of the recently ill, Louise. I don't want you here anymore. Please go away.
Strange words for Ellen, a strange attitude for Ellen, too. Is it because there is an unnamed fear, an unrecognized doubt in the mind of young Widow Brown?